Montanans across the state are facing a housing crisis. Prices both to rent and buy a place to live have skyrocketed, leaving vacancy rates extremely low in cities big and small. Andrea Davis is head of Homeward in Missoula, a housing organization that's built affordable properties for about 2,000 people since 1994. It's also a housing counseling agency and provides education for first-time homebuyers. She says the housing market is making it hard even for businesses.
We have a lot of businesses that are either expanding or new businesses that are relocating here, but they are absolutely stymied by the ability for their workers to find homes.
Montana saw an influx of people at the beginning of the pandemic, inspiring Zoom towns where people could work remotely and be near the state's many outdoor activities. Amy Hall is an attorney with the Montana Legal Services Association. She says the lack of housing also means a rise in evictions. That's why her organization partnered with the Montana Department of Commerce to create the Montana Eviction Intervention Project, which uses federal CARES Act funding.
We assist renters by defending them in eviction court actions filed by landlords and in helping those tenants by providing what we call housing stability services.
Hall says there's assistance available immediately for people facing an imminent eviction through Montana Emergency Rental Assistance dollars, which also can help landlords.
The MERA funds are a good deal for tenants because it helps them avoid eviction, and it's a good deal for landlords because they're able to recoup the funds that the tenant's not able to pay themselves.
Hall says, unfortunately, there are barriers to stopping an eviction, and once a person or family is evicted, it can make it harder to find a new place. Davis says there are ways Montana can help in this crisis, such as ensuring more housing density rather than single-family homes in cities. She also notes that the federal government has proved it can provide emergency funding and should continue that by providing more in rental subsidies.
When people have rental assistance and they're able to make their rent, then they're able to do all the other things in their lives, including contribute to society economically, right? They can afford their job. They can afford to get their kiddos to childcare, to school, all of the above.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.